Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan has joined me in studio today with all of the good news that's happening here at home and across the world. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all.
Every week I feel like I'm coming in here now and saying the weather's great. Yeah. And that's only a positive that
it
we
is.
Keep saying
yeah,
that.
I know we were talking about the downsides of it there across Europe a few moments ago, but we're only talking about the positives here with
it.
You at 20 plus one on a Wednesday afternoon. This is our first little bit of good news this week.
Yes, Andrea, the Scissor Sisters are headlining Dublin Pride this weekend.
Really?
Yes, so Friday night they will take the stage in Collins Barracks. Every year there's kind of a block party down at the barracks and it's set up by the Mother Group, and it's all a big party really to celebrate Dublin Pride. And I don't know if you've seen Cable Street and Parliament Street over the past few days. They've been kind of setting things up.
Getting ready for
and
a they, huge
do you know what? It's
event.
Just, I was walking along the street last night. I saw kind of tourists who probably are in town for the weekend for Dublin Pride. But it's not only Mother Block Party and stuff like that. There is a parade Saturday at 12:30 taking place across the city, starting on O'Connell Street as it does every year and making its way all the way up to Merrion Square. I walked in for my first time last year.
Did you?
And it was absolutely incredible. As we came around the corner up kind of Westland Row, and people were all out on their balconies, and there was one woman who had a multicoloured towel shaking it down at us in pride colours.
Yeah. Over the years I've come into town to see the parade and
see it. Great crack. It is. It's really, really good fun. And people can head to Merrion Square after. There's loads of live music and different things like that. A family event. People bring their kids and stuff into town. Loads of comedy and different things like that. But not only that, do you remember the Dragon at all in Dublin? It was where Nolita is now. It was a gay bar.
I do. Yeah.
So the Dragon is returning for one night and one night only. So a lot of people who would have remembered the Dragon or gone to the Dragon back when it closed, I think in 2014 or something like that, are definitely heading there on Saturday night.
And also the big celebration of the George's anniversary as well.
Yeah,
in recent weeks.
Really, really big year for Dublin, especially ongoings with everything like that in the George, but a big weekend for people in
good
the community.
Stuff. Now, the top most romantic dishes have finally been revealed.
Now, Andrea, what do you think of when you think of a romantic meal?
Lady and the Tramp and the spaghetti bolognese. Yeah.
Well, you certainly don't think of things like burgers or wings.
Oh,
or
God,
no.
There's nothing attractive about watching anybody talk into chicken wings.
Absolutely
it
not.
It has to be like the worst date dish in the go.
Definitely. Well, the top romantic meals have been revealed by a survey of 2,000 people.
I love these surveys. Who comes up with this
Honest
research?
Steak and chips is top of the poll.
Romantic about steak and chips as the bang of we've been together 40 years. That's what it is.
And you're happy enough for them to tuck in and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Especially because there's a lot of carving in that, especially if it's tough. But pasta coming in at second, which I think, think of France, you think of Paris and Italia and all that. I think pasta is definitely on the list. But the one shocking everyone today is the doner kebab coming in at number 10.
Really?
I don't think that says romance to me. That says Friday night on the couch on your own.
Yeah, it also bangs of Zaytoon about 10 years ago as well.
Or Babylon on Camden Street. Running in to get a chipper on your own when you're going home alone.
Kebab. Love it.
A lobster in a 3. Do you know I never had lobster?
Have you not?
No, and it's on my list. Maybe out for a romantic meal soon. I might try lobster. Pizza in at 6 and curry in at 7.
Neither of which I would regard as being romantic dishes.
I think this list needs to think of things like oysters and Italian food and different things like that.
Fish and chips is on the list in 8th position. I see too.
Someone told me that, a taxi driver told me recently, the best fish and chips in Dublin is in the Kingfisher Inn there near Parnell Square. So I must get down to try that.
Maybe take
someone for a romantic meal, Andrea. But the one shocking everyone today is the doner kebab.
A listener here has got in touch to tell us that they went on a date with somebody. He had chicken wings. He licked his fingers. And guess what? There was no further dates after that. I swear to God I'll survive.
Yes, Lewis Capaldi there, fresh off the back.
Huge crowds in Malahide for him last night.
It was absolutely incredible. And he's playing again tonight, supported by CMAT, which is brilliant considering.
Is it Mar- Marley Park. Marley Park, he's in the switching venue. Yeah,
yeah, Marley Park.
No, he wasn't. Sorry, he wasn't
He was in Marley last night.
Yeah,
and
not
Marley
Malahide. Apologies.
But no, he was supported by CMAT, which is number one, incredible. But at the gig, his merch was on sale, and naturally enough, there's fans going up and buying it. But eagle-eyed fans noticed that on his tour list was Stradbally, County Laois on the 31st of August, which means that Lewis Capaldi is probably going to be headlining Electric Picnic
because
this year.
Because we're still waiting to get one more headline act, aren't we, really, for EP this August. And then the T-shirts kind of spilled the beans. And then I was looking at some people on TikTok last night talking about the fact that, did he do a kind of a see you soon farewell?
Yeah, he did a little like I'll see you, some of you soon hopefully, and I was like, that's a little nod. Now I don't know how happy Electric Picnic are about this, that he's kind of spilling the beans early
on
this.
We're talking about it. Yeah, it can only be a good thing.
There's five acts announced at the moment to headline it: Fontaines DC, Gorillaz, CMAT, and Lewis Capaldi is looking to be, I suppose, probably going to be added to that. He was meant to play in 2023 but kind of had to
Glastonbury
he had to leave that because of his health reasons, but it's great to see him back performing in front of huge crowds. He is a really good showman.
Oh, yeah.
And he, do you know what? He was at Electric Picnic last year wandering around in the crowd, so I think that was maybe nod
that's
as well.
Where he got the taste.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, finally, not finally, but nearly finally, the key to a happy retirement.
Yeah, well, when
discovered.
I think of retirement, you often kind of go to the stereotypical things of people sitting kind of on their laurels, watching telly, doing nothing. But the key to a happy retirement has been revealed by people who, I suppose, are retired. And spending time outdoors tops the list, with 67% of people saying that they want to kind of go out, exercise, enjoy life, and travel on a whim, and reading great books. So that's kind of topping the list. But what really caught my eye today was a well-stocked wine fridge for 43%
of people. This is why I want to have a vineyard when I retire.
And you know what? Well, don't be thinking about that yet, Andrea, but maybe you might have a well-stocked wine fridge. And also 27% of retirees naming regular sex as a key ingredient, which is also a good headline this morning out. Yeah. I think these people are saying that gone are the days of the relics of the past, of watching TV all day, purple rinses and early bedtime. They want a well-stocked wine fridge.
No and knitting.
None of that anymore. A well-stocked wine fridge and regular sex.
Simple as that. Finally.
It's a bit late back home. Like, I had a few messages there to get through. Like, my brother and a few of my close friends were out watching the game in the local public. So, fair play to them, showing their support. And a few of the Rovers lads are texting me as well. It'll be a big game tomorrow, to be fair. But we're two games in, probably about some of the best teams in the world, but it's in our hands. And that's the pleasing thing. Like, so, yeah, say we recover now and get ready for Celtic.
This is my story that's still going on. I know it was at the weekend, but Pico Lopez is my story of the World Cup because he's keeping Irish interests alive. He obviously was crucial in their nil-all draw with Uruguay there, or their 2-2 draw with Uruguay. So it's great to see an Irish representative on the world stage. And hopefully they can do the business against Saudi Arabia on Friday night. And like, I don't know, there's just a buzz around Crumlin.
We were talking to former you know, managers and trainers that he had previously in parts of Dublin, and just, you know, the buzz around that and looking forward to the matches. Sure, it's great.
Yeah, I think all of Ireland will have their eyes on Cape Verde on Friday night.
Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for popping into us with a little bit of good news, which we all badly need this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.